Okay, welcome back, Hornet fans. We are getting set to start this second half of this Chillicothe High School homecoming game. Chillicothe will be doing the kicking chores to start off the second half. I was telling Butch in the there at the beginning of the game, Randy, I think this is the first game this season where the Hornets actually received the opening kickoff to a football game this year.
Yeah, they didn't win the toss this time.
Yeah. It kind of worked to their advantage, though. They had the wind in that second quarter, and that's when they scored the majority of their points. The wind has continued to pick up. It's coming out of the south, but a beautiful evening for football. Everybody in short-sleeve shirts enjoying a fine performance so far by the Hornets. Here's the kickoff by Willard. It's going back, and into the end zone at the north end. For a touchback. No, looks like they're going to kick it over again here. Flag is down.
Must have been so a little anxious. Started running before the ball was in the air, no doubt.
This will be against Chillicothe. So Jack will have to tee it off at the 35-yard line at the south end of the football field. Chillicothe defending the south goal. LeBlanc the north. LeBlanc's deep back is number 26, Joseph Ruskowski.
It's a guy with a lot of vowels in his name, I'm just saying.
He's back at his own 5-yard line. 28-0 the score as we get set to kick off this second half here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium. You can hear the wind really whipping up here.
We're going to close the door here behind us and cut it down a little bit so they don't get quite as much wind on our microphones here.
13 seconds on the play clock. Willard gives a signal. Ruskowski is at the goal line awaiting the kick. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go over the head and into the end zone for a touchback.
That bounced from the 1 yard in, and that was kicked from the 35. That's a pretty impressive kick by Mr. Willard.
Yes, indeed. Bentrup was the intended receiver of that kick. He couldn't get back quick enough, and it went over his outstretched hand for a touchback.
That's just such a good weapon to have, a kicker like that.
Butch and I were talking about how it is such a good weapon there in the first half, and we were talking about that Cassville game where it appeared as though we were kicking into the end zone, and every time they were saying it wasn't a touchback. Here's a pass by Davis. It's caught out of the backfield by Ruskowski. Or check that. That's 22. Calvin Hudson. Brett Schaefer on the coverage. Hudson picks up some positive yardage up to the 26-yard line of LeBlanc. 11:54 in the third quarter, just underway. LeBlanc trails Chillicothe 28-0.
Yeah, a little 6-yard completion over the right side, and LeBlanc has showed some skill in the passing game. The question is, can they get 3 or 4 passes put together in a row? Because they don't have much of a running game. Chillicothe's kind of shut their running game down.
Shotgun formation for Davis. From his own 20, he unloads. It's caught by Hudson at the 30. He's upfield and goes out of bounds. After picking up the first down, goes out of bounds at the 39-yard line of LeBlanc. Lavery Jones on the coverage.
Up to the 39-yard line, a 13-yard completion. And Chillicothe's giving him a little bit of a cushion as LeBlanc gets a fresh set of downs now. I suspect LeBlanc will stick primarily with the passing game.
With him going out of bounds, it stops the clock momentarily after he picked up the first down and now runs again down to 11:40 remaining third. Davis in shotgun formation, 3-down linemen. Looks like a blitz might be coming. Handoff goes to Rosiski, and he is brought down in the backfield for no gain. Brought down by Walker Graves. Just nothing doing tonight for LeBlanc in the rushing game, Randy.
And, you know, Chillicothe's defensive line, Coach Willer talked about that in the pregame show, especially the front three of Davis, Graves, and Brosey really do a good job inside there.
Second down and 11 yards to go for LeBlanc at their own 37. Davis back to throw. It's caught. The receiver had to dive for it, so he is down automatically. Ben Hudson on the reception. Connor Sewell, who has already one interception tonight, in on the coverage of Hudson.
Gain of about 5 that time, so it'll be third, still third and fairly long.
10:35 remains third quarter. Chillicothe 28, LeBlanc 0. Want to remind you, at the conclusion of this football game, KCHI will be bringing you the live crowning of the homecoming king and queen for Chillicothe High School in 2017.
It should be a lot clearer audio than normal if my plan works out.
Davis back to pass, all the way back at his own 30. Now he's going to run with it. He's up to the 40, the 45, gets tripped up near midfield.
He did a good job there. He basically used the official as one of his blockers as he saw two Hornets coming his way, and he ran right beside the official, who stood still as officials do. So that was actually a smart play by Davis. Gain of 8 for a first down.
Ball now sitting at midfield. Good drive here, starting out for LeBlanc to start this third quarter. We're down to 9:59 remaining in the third. Bentrup and Hudson wide to the left. Gall wide to the right. Davis throws. It's caught by Hudson at the 45. They're actually going to say he caught it at the 47-yard line for a short gain. Lavery Jones on the tackle of Hudson.
Yeah, so Chillicothe's giving up the short passing game. They're just making sure they don't have any yards after the catch. So a gain of 3 that time.
Right now, LeBlanc is moving left to right on your radio dial, looking to score at the south end of the football field. Wind in their face. Davis in shotgun formation. Gall, lone wide receiver, wide to the left. Three more wide to the right. Davis runs the option. He's going to keep it, lower his shoulder, and fall quickly down to about the 47 of Chillicothe. Still well short of the first down. We're now under 9 minutes remaining in this third quarter.
Yeah, they're going to basically say no gain on that play. So Chillicothe did a nice job of stringing it out off the left side of the offense, right side of the defensive line.
Big third down here for both teams. Hudson and Bentrup wide to the right. Gall wide to the left. Rosiski in the backfield with Davis, who goes back to pass, looks to run, and he's sacked all the way back at the Chillicothe 46-yard line by Eric Davis. And Cade Burton.
Eric Davis from that interior line, and Cade Burton from the defensive end position, and that drops him all the way back to the 45.
Parker Heitman now in punt formation for the Golden Eagles.
So that was a loss of 8 yards.
Standing back at his own 32 is Heitman. Here's the punt. Gets away cleanly. High punt bounces inside the 35 of the Hornets and takes a Golden Eagle roll out of bounds at the 29 of Chillicothe. So the Hornets will have it first and 10 at their own 29-yard line, their first possession of the second half. 7:53 remains third quarter. Chillicothe leads this game 28-0.
Nice crowd here tonight. It's a huge crowd for homecoming, and class of 97 is here, and the class of 67 is here. I think the class of 57 might be here, too.
Here's Willard, counter handoff to Schaefer. Breaks it off the right tackle to 30, 35, 40, 45. Still looking for more. Gets across midfield and is brought down at the 49-yard line of the Golden Eagles for a first down. Calvin Hudson on the tackle of the speed burner, Brett Schaefer.
21-yard gain up to midfield. Mention that the homecoming queen from the class of 67 of the homecoming game in 1966, I understand, was planning on attending the game here. It's part of their 50th reunion.
Schaefer in the backfield with Keeley. Munson wide to the right. Handoff goes to Josh Keeley. He's got 3 touchdowns so far tonight, and he fights his way up to the 46-yard line of LeBlanc for a positive yardage. Tackle made initially by Jacob Ruskowski.
Yeah, Josh really does a good job of following his blocks and looking for the holes.
7:10 remains third quarter, 28-0 the score. Chillicothe on top. Wind really whipping out of the southeast to the Hornets' advantage. Straight T formation on second down. Willard hands off to Munson. Tries to turn the corner around the left side of the line. He has to go straight up through the middle and is brought down after a few yards down to the Golden Eagle 42 by Ben Hudson. Short of the first down by about 2 yards is this Hornet offense.
As you mentioned, it'll be third and two now for Chillicothe, and they're just grounding and pounding it right down the field. And that's usually a pretty good tribute to that impressive offensive line we have on an all-senior offense.
Schaefer flanked tight to the right. Handoff goes to Keeley right up the middle. Crosses the 40, has the first down, down to the 35. Now the 34 he goes. And he's brought down right there by Julius Thompson, a junior defender for the Golden Eagles. But the chains will move once again for this Chillicothe Hornet offense.
Needed two. He picked up eight that time. So a fresh set of downs for Chillicothe, leading 28-0. Midway through the third quarter, 6:06 left to play in the third quarter. Chillicothe leading by 28.
From the 34 of LeBlanc, Chillicothe has a first and 10. Counter pitch goes to Josh Keeley. Keeley crosses the line of scrimmage and is spun down at the 31. Tackle made by Ben Hudson, one of the D-backs for LeBlanc. Gain of 3. It'll be a second and 7 now for the Hornets. Has Willard had an incomplete pass tonight?
Incomplete. Yes, down here on this side, okay. Went through Brett's hands.
He's been good in the passing department. This might be a good time to throw on second and 8. Here's a pitch back to Schaefer. Schaefer patiently looks for his opening around the left side, crosses the LeBlanc 30 and gets down to the 28-yard line. Flag comes out of the Hornet backfield. Nathaniel Bentrip was in on the tackle of Schaefer.
And it is holding against Chillicothe, so that'll make it second and about 12 probably.